The electronic intifada.
Intifada electronic.
The electronic intifada.
Intifada electronica. This is the Electronic Intifada podcast.
In Oakland, I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman with the Electronic Intifada. On Tuesday night, the UCLA Graduate Student Association Council passed a resolution addressing issues of anti-Semitism on campus. Student Palestine solidarity organizers, legal defenders of Palestine activism, and Jewish activists say that they are concerned that, in the words of a press release issued Wednesday by Jewish Voice for Peace, the resolution, quote, further enshrines long-standing political efforts to silence legitimate criticism of the State of Israel by codifying its inclusion in the definition of anti-Semitism. Jewish Voice for Peace adds, quote, the resolution draws on the State Department definition of anti-Semitism. However, this definition has no legal standing in the U.S. and was actually removed as a working definition by the European body where it originated. The three Ds included in this definition, demonization, delegitimization, and applying a double standard to the State of Israel, are so vague that they could be and have been construed to silence any criticism of Israeli policies. This, quote, working definition is in fact the product of long-term lobbying efforts by Israel advocacy groups who seek to codify criticism of the State of Israel as anti-Semitic. This is a deeply dangerous assertion that conflates Israel with Jewish people around the world. Joining us to talk about this is Esty Chandler of Jewish Voice for Peace in Los Angeles. Esty, thank you so much for being with us on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nora.
So can you lay out the background of this resolution that was passed on Tuesday night and how various Israel lobby groups are attempting to conflate Palestine solidarity activism with anti-Semitism?
Sure. There have been a recent series of troubling incidents, including anti-Semitic graffiti and inappropriate questioning of a Jewish student for a position on the Undergraduate Student Association Council, which referred to her asking her questions about whether her being Jewish could possibly keep her from being unbiased. And it's unfortunate when incidents like that happen, but codifying, as our statement said, into rules or even law in the case of the California State SB, I think it was 35, is dangerous because, you know, as you said in your opening, this isn't a legal definition. Even in Europe, that they have overturned this definition. Obviously, Israel is a modern nation state, and it's not un-American to criticize policies of our government when they're inappropriate. And in spite of the fact that Israel is, by its own definition, the only Jewish state, criticizing policies of the state are not akin to criticizing all Jewish people or even all Israeli people. They're akin to, they are just criticisms of a government, and a government that has, you know, a troubling human rights record, a troubling record vis-a-vis the native, you know, Palestinians from, you know, actually pre-Israel, pre the declaration in 1948.
Esty, a group calling themselves Concerned Jews Across the UC System are encouraging Jewish students to sign an open letter rejecting this notion of conflation between Israel and Judaism and criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. Their letter states, quote, it is clear that the purpose of conflating criticism of Israel and anti-Semitism is to censor speech against internationally recognized human rights abuses that Palestinians face. Moreover, the resolution has a clause aimed at silencing Jewish voices that differ from the opinion of the self-proclaimed organized Jewish community. Already, Jewish groups and speakers who support equal rights for Palestinians are institutionally excluded from Hillel and hence are ostracized from the organized Jewish community. Still, we refuse to have our Jewish identities co-opted to justify Israel's actions and policies. Esty, it is clear that supporting justice for Palestinians is becoming more mainstream, including in Jewish communities, especially on college campuses across this country. And this is putting Israel-aligned organizations into a panic. How are students and activists able to resist these kinds of repressive and manipulative tactics, and what can really be done to push back?
Well, I think that letter is an example of how we are, in that case, you know, as Jews, trying to resist. I think that, you know, we stress that addressing anti-Semitism has to go hand in hand with addressing all forms of racism. Jewish Voice for Peace obviously is committed to addressing anti-Semitism, but in the context of other systems of oppression, like racism, Islamophobia, anti-gay policies, the changing of the language is scary and dangerous. And I was at the UCLA vote last night, and there were about five students who did express their trepidation about the fact that this resolution was dangerous and that it was going to make it difficult for people who want to organize on behalf of Palestinian equal rights and human rights to do so without being attacked, even though there is some marginal language in it, which refers, you know, which allows for that. But you could see that those students, the ones that were Jewish, feel ostracized. They are not, as you said in the statement, are not allowed to join Hillel. They feel like they are ostracized from the Jewish community on campus. Likewise, I could honestly say that it was interesting to watch many Jewish students who self-identified in their statement as being Jewish say that they feel a relationship with Israel that clearly is something that has been part of their Jewish experience, and that when people criticize Israel, they feel that they are criticizing their Judaism. And I think that that is something that it makes sense for activists to understand as a reality. There were students there who said that they feel unsafe on campus. And I know from my work with Palestinian solidarity activists that there are many Muslim, Palestinian, Arab, South Asian students who also feel unsafe on campus. So clearly, education is in order, but it's a little bit troubling that the topic of students feeling unsafe because of their identity is being chopped up into pieces as opposed to being addressed, you know, wholesomely and, you know, with many communities who have similar feelings.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to watch this, of course, very closely. That's the voice of Esti Chandler. She is an organizer and member with Jewish Voice for Peace in Los Angeles. Esti, if people want to learn more about JVP's work, where can they go?
JVP.org. We have a fantastic website full of important information, and people can also look for a chapter in their own community by going to the tab that says Organize Locally.
Great. Esti, thank you so much for being with us on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thanks, Nora.
And that's it for the Electronic Intifada podcast. For news, information, cultural features, and reviews, and pointed opinion and analysis, visit us online at electronicintifada.net. You can also post comments and sign up for our daily email digest. Follow us on Twitter at Intifada. Radio stations are free to use this podcast, and on behalf of all of us at the Electronic Intifada, thank you for listening.